Hi, and welcome to another episode of Divorce and Everything in Between. My name is Carla DaCosta. I am the author of Seconds Please, Lessons on Life, Love and Self After Divorce, and a divorce coach here in Australia for women. But I do see clients everywhere around the world, and I joke that as long as you speak English, then I will get up early for you or go to bed late. I don't mind at all because I don't work a traditional 9-to-5. Many women see me in the private hours of their day, away from children, away from husbands even, and so I'm very flexible in that regard as a result. Today's episode is all about my journey to becoming a divorce coach and how I became a divorce coach. And it's timed with my announcement of being named as a finalist for Relationship Coach of the Decade with the coaching academy that I graduated from in 2015, the Beautiful You Coaching Academy, which is a coaching academy here in Australia specifically focused on training coaches specifically for women clients and women issues. And I graduated with them in 2015. And this call is going to, or not this call, this episode is going to very much focus on the theme that I've speaking a lot about in my newest online program, Rediscovering You, which is the theme of following your bliss, go where you feel pulled and led, go even if no one believes in your potential, and the importance of surrounding yourself with people who do. I first came to coaching in 2014, but actually my journey to discovering what a life coach even was began in 2013. And it started with me deciding, while we were living in the Pilbara, an outback town in Western Australia, with two young children, both under 2.5, we were living in that area because my ex-husband was working for BHP. So we were living in a mining town and doing a residential stint together as a family. And I found myself surrounded by red dirt, young children, and I was literally bored out of my brains. And so I made the decision that I would start a blog. We were doing a lot of four-wheel driving, a lot of traveling in that area of the world because it is just so majestic, that part of Australia. And I was taking, you know, beautiful photographs of our children in that red dirt environment, and we were just seeing so much of the beautiful country that initially the decision was, I'm just going to start a blog for fun. I'm going to fall back into writing and creative writing and just fall back into stretching that muscle again, because while my degree is in the dentistry background, actually I was always a very creative person and I always enjoyed writing. That had been my passion, and I had just ended up in the dentistry profession because of my grades. And I had a desire when I was 18, 19 to be able to leave Tasmania, and you couldn't study it in Tasmania. So when I found that out, I literally applied to the University of Melbourne and I was accepted. And that was the impetus for me to be able to leave the state and to be able to start a new life for myself and be able to leave this small town. And so when I started blogging, it really was just for a bit of fun. I really just wanted to be able to enjoy and do something with my photos. And it was a way of sharing my experience with my family and friends. And I was so incredibly nervous about blogging and taking these photographs. I can't tell you just how nervous I was about sharing my writing again. I remember writing a very small blog post and it just taking days of editing and rereading it before I had the confidence to post it. And it was just me falling back into that creative confidence again. Once I grew really comfortable with my writing and my photography, I then decided that I wanted to get really good at it. And I joined Rachel McDonald's Blog Hearted. And that's where I learned how to write for an audience and also how to create a website and manage a website and be in the back end of your website. Anybody that has a website know that that is just like a whole next level journey of tech if you're not tech minded. And so that was where I first discovered life coaches, because in this Blog Hearted course, I found myself surrounded by women that were sharing their websites and the content that they were writing, which was kind of something that we were all doing in this group. And I was looking at their content, which was all life coaching based, and I was just blown away by it. And they were all life coaches. And I sort of asked them, like, what is a life coach and how did you become one? And this is how I was directed to the Beautiful You Coaching Academy. When I landed on the Beautiful You Coaching Academy, it was open for enrollment and there were only 2 spots left. And I had been like just looking at it over the last few days. But as soon as I landed on that website and I read through the program, the course, and everything about it just grabbed me. And I just knew that this was something that I was going to love and that it would be really good for me. And I also just felt in my bones, you know, I could be good at this. And so I approached my then husband, my now ex-husband, and I said to him, I'm looking at doing this course and it's to become a life coach. And I remember when I said that to him, he started laughing. And he had never really heard me speak about my desire to do anything more with this blog other than just have fun with it. And I think he kind of was wondering why on earth I was doing it, but he just kind of never said anything. And now all of a sudden I wanted to become this life coach. So for him, it was just like a bit of a roll of the eyes kind of moment. And he said to me, how much is this going to cost me? And, you know, we had joint finances. I wasn't working at the time. I was a stay-at-home mum, but I was educated and I was taking time off to raise our children, which had been a joint decision. And in that moment, you know, it just really put me in my place that even though it was our money, I now had to explain to a man, my partner, why he should let me do it. And when I told him the price of the course, his response to that was, well, what's my return on investment going to be? Like, what are the chances that you're going to earn that money back? And how long do you think it's going to take you to earn that money back? And I just sort of looked at him and thought, well, and I said to him, well, I don't know, but I know that I really want to do this. I know I don't want to go back into dentistry, so I need to start doing something now. And this is what I think is going to lead me towards that. So I need to start, and I can't be worried about that sort of thinking right now. And he just was really dismissive of me. And his response to me in that moment was, well, you go away and you write a pros and cons list about why I should let you do this, and I'll think about it. In all honesty, at that moment, our marriage wasn't great. But in that moment, he actually ended our marriage. It was that one comment that kind of was a stab in the heart of my confidence, my pride, but also what I could see was how he looked at me, how he perceived me, the place he saw me in terms of my potential, where I sat in his life, the superiority that he needed to see and have over me, which, to be honest, still exists. I'm super, you know, doing so well in my career right now, very successful and a leading voice on divorce in Australia right now. But this man can still find a reason to be superior over me. You know, it's just the MO of him. And he was exactly like it back then. I was so offended and actually so angry about having to do this pros and cons list. But at the time, all I thought was, I just want one of those two places to be mine. And it was a kind of that case of whatever it takes, I'm going to do it. And so I wrote a pros and cons list begrudgingly. And that night I presented it to him and he was surprised. And he was preoccupied with something else that he was doing on his computer. And I passed him the pros and cons list, which I'd written down on paper. He had a list, like a read over it, and he's like, yeah, yeah, whatever, just do it. Now, I knew actually in that moment that he hadn't actually thought about it. I could tell by the tone in his voice that he was just kind of like saying it to get me away, to dismiss me. He didn't actually believe that I was going to turn around and just book it. But actually in that moment, I thought that's a yes. That's a yes. I'm going to take it as a yes, even though I know it's not a full yes. And I just jumped online and I booked that ticket in the course. And I can't recall if I was the last one by that stage, but, you know, it was literally, it felt meant to be. And of course, when he saw that money come out of the account, it was just fireworks in our house because he couldn't believe that I had actually gone and done it. When I arrived at the Beautiful You course, we had in-person meetings at the time and I had to fly to Melbourne for it. You know, I was just so super passionate to help other women. But when I arrived at the course, this is me back in 2015 now, still married unhappily, still finding my way in terms of, well, how would it look if I was to leave? Should I leave? Should I stay? Is it just me being ungrateful? You know, that kind of thinking that many of you are currently perhaps thinking or did think. I arrived at the course, and as we went through the course book and as I listened to the director, Julie Parker, speak, I was in that moment so humbled. I realized that while I desperately wanted to help other people, that actually I first had to help myself. The content just kept teaching me more and more about my own self and everything that I wasn't doing and all the ways I wasn't stepping up for myself. And very quickly, I parked any desire to help others and realized that the journey had to be about myself first. And it was painful because I now had an ex-husband who was looking at me thinking return on investment. And I'm looking at it thinking, well, I've got to actually do so much work on myself before I'm even truly ready to be able to help anybody, you know, in any real form. And, you know, many of us, when we are in the health industry, you know, whether it is coaching, whether it's naturopathy, personal training, whatever it might be, the truth of the matter is that you can only coach individuals on things that you have both learnt, experienced, embodied, and evolved out of yourself. And that's why it's so important as a coach, a practitioner, whatever you might be, that actually your journey has to deepen and evolve, because as your journey deepens and evolves, the level of clientele and the depth that you can go with your clientele deepens because you've deepened. You cannot heal and support somebody fully if you haven't healed and supported yourself through it first. And, you know, that's really triggering. And, you know, and I resonate with anybody that is hearing that and is in the process of doing their own work still while helping others. You know, that was me. So I get it. You know, this is not me being harsh. It's just the reality. You can only coach and support somebody to the depth that you have embodied the work yourself. And so for the first 4 or 5 years of my coaching business, I watched my colleagues that I graduated with that were in supportive relationships, that didn't have a divorce to go through, that didn't have young children to raise. I watched them soar in their business. And a couple of those women have gone on to be coaches of my own. One of them, Tracy Spencer, Erica Carrico. And I watched these women literally graduate and just soar. You know, they'd done some work on themselves. They had all the elements in their life that were fully supportive of their business, and I did not. And I had to trudge through the mud of my own personal growth and my personal life to first be able to even be ready to fully step up to coach others. And I did start my coaching business in 2015, 2016, but I started it very slowly. I had to, because in 2015, not long after graduating, when I, you know, I graduated, my ex-husband did not congratulate me on my graduation. We had a family dinner to celebrate my graduation. I was still married at the time to him, though only just. And as I was sitting celebrating my graduation with my extended family, my ex-husband took his dinner and he walked upstairs and refused to sit with us. You know, and it became another one of those moments where I recognized I was not being celebrated or encouraged or supportive, and that he did not believe in me at all, didn't even want to believe in me. And so I started my business very slowly, because in 2015, in September, was when I asked for a divorce. And he moved out of the family home in 2016 of the next year, middle of the year, and we sold our family home end of 2016. And then I had to move into my own home in 2017, return back to my dentistry career to be able to afford to be a single mum with my two children. And so my business, I never lost passion for my business. I never lost sight in terms of where I wanted to go, but I was growing my business, the start of my business, while also trudging through the mud of me. The process of my divorce, while we are amicable now, it was not easy. It was not necessarily civil. It certainly wasn't good on my emotional health. It was not good for my physical health. And so by the time I arrived into my own home in February of 2017, my physical health was in a really bad way. I ended up having to go on a health retreat for 10 days just to be able to cleanse out the amount of acidity, because I had been in adrenaline fatigue and fight or flight, that it had left my body in quite a bad state, quite malnourished actually. And so I created my business throughout all of this. And so it wasn't until 2020, 2021, when I really started to finally gain some traction. You know, I was now only working in the dentistry profession 2 days a week. I had been able to drop down the days. Every year I had dropped down another day as my business had grown on the side. And finally in 2020, 2021, I reached that point where I was ready to make the full jump into my own business working for me fully. And I was confident enough to be able to walk away and, you know, let go of my registration, because if you're not practicing in the dentistry space, then you can't register. And so I have let go of my degree entirely. I have worked with Tracy and Erica, and it was one of those really figure eight moments where we met at an intersection, both coaches. When I worked with Erica, she had spent the last 5 years, while I'd been traipsing through the personal mud of me and my divorce and my personal life, she spent the last 5 years creating a very successful business coaching business for coaches. But now she was on the precipice of getting a divorce. And so she worked with me to be able to get my business now firing in the way that I was ready to start firing it, because I'd done all the work and I knew what I was here for now. I knew my bliss, I knew my niche, I knew what I could do that nobody else could do as well for me, in terms of that woman that is looking to leave her marriage and move on. And so we met at this intersection where Erica's business was kind of taking less of a focus while her personal life was starting to take a focus. And the same thing happened with Tracy when I worked with her later on down the pathway. We met at a space when I was taking my business to that next level again. And yet she was gearing hers down because she now had a young child. And anybody with young children knows, you know, they take up a lot of your attention and focus. Whereas actually my children were now with their dad half the time and were, you know, quite grown and independent. So all of a sudden I had even more time to be able to focus on my business. And so we met at this funny intersection again. And, you know, that is the brilliance of, well, I don't believe in coincidences or synchronicities, but that is the magic of following your bliss and following your path, because actually everything that makes what I do here so unique and powerful and magnetic to my ideal client and female audience is that I know the lay of the land because I've walked through it deeply. My personal story mixed with your professional story is what has contributed to me being able to be the coach that I am today. If I had not walked the pathway that I was forced to walk, which was humbling, to do the work on me first and to be able to find my own feet as a separated mother and a woman, you know, finding her way for the first real time as a woman without a man saving her and carrying her, well, I couldn't support you to do the same. My book wouldn't resonate with you as deeply as it does. You know, I hear over and over again how much I have so perfectly captured the emotional journey for a woman that is looking to leave her marriage or who has left her marriage, and that I have been able to put words on emotions and experiences that they had never thought of before, and in doing so, it's helped them process their own emotions. And so this is where I want to share with you, whatever it might be for you that is sitting on your heart and mind as a potential dream for you, never let it go, even if you need to take the long way round to get there, just like I did. The magic of life when you follow your bliss and you release attachment to the timeline of when it's going to happen for you is that it happens for you at the right time when you're ready for it. I'm now incredibly ready for everything that is happening for me in my life today and everything that is going to continue happening for me. I've embodied that energy. I am that woman. I couldn't have been this version of self without the experience that I've had. And I do believe it was meant to be. And I believe that it's the path that I have, that I was meant to follow. And the way that I have arrived here is by following my bliss and following where I was pulled and led and showing up every month in my business and in my life with the same level of energy, motivation, passion, the same desire to contribute. And that meant that even if I didn't have concrete 3D evidence and proof that I was going to be a success or that it was going to work out for me, I still showed up every month with that same level of energy as though I knew it was going to. And so if this is you, I want you to sit back and really think about, what is my why here? Because my why has always been bigger than myself. I'm not a coach because I wanted to do it for my financial freedom. My desire to be a coach was always to actually change the conversation around divorce and for it to be a more positive, supportive conversation. Because when I went through my divorce in 2016, there was nobody speaking about divorce and the journey of moving on, and that it could actually be a pivotal, positive life experience and life choice for yourself. There was nobody talking about that like I am today. And I wanted that voice. You know, I looked for that voice and I couldn't find one. And actually that was the major passion leading decision to write my first book, Seconds Please. And it's been the driving force behind my business that even though I'm now 7 years past my own marriage ending and divorcing, I'm still here on this topic. I'm still here supporting women to leave their marriages, to move on with their lives. And I'm doing so because my divorce was the choice that I made in my personal life that cracked my own life and my own self open. And I know whether your marriage ended by your own choice or not, that actually it can be that for you too. And I want it for you. And I say this as a woman who experienced all the levels of abuse that happen in marriages, that whatever you've gone through, however much you weren't believed in, you weren't supported, that your story doesn't have to be the same into the future. I hope this has inspired you. This was a very off-the-cuff podcast, and I'm so grateful to be nominated as a finalist with Beautiful You. And I'm nominated against some women that are just amazing, who I am happy to lose to. So I'm just thrilled that I'm nominated. Whether I win or not isn't of consequence to me. My business has always been personal journey, personal fulfillment, and that's why I do it. So I will keep you up to date. It is not announced until April of next year. So there's a bit of a lag time there. This is now September. And I will keep you filled in on the progress of that. Wishing you all the best. And for all information about how to work with me further, either as a one-on-one client or through my online programs, please visit my website at www.carladacosta.com.